Okay, Rosa. We have last week's packet and we have another one. So even though it has the same exterior, it's two different things. So if you should have both of them. So we're going to go from one to the other. Okay. Last week, we discussed that there is a pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Bo. Achas sheyochel ochol nefesh ulevado yesol lachem. That is the makor for ochol nefesh. That's why you're allowed to cook on Yontif, etc. And then we said that there's a machlokas v'shamim v'silel, whether the heter of Yontif is only ochol nefesh, like shita's b'shamay. So that's what the pasuk says. Pasuk only matches ochol nefesh. So anything that's not, so you can cook, you can shecht, you can carry food, you can do a lot of things for ochol nefesh. But if it's not ochol nefesh, b'shamay says it's aser. And b'silel on the Mishnah and Beitza and Yud Beis and Aleph disagrees and says no, that it's a din of mitoch, that any malacha that's mutter for ochel nefesh is also mutter for non-ochel nefesh. So since I could carry for ochel nefesh, I can carry the cheese blintzes, so mitoch that I can carry cheese blintzes, I can also carry a lulav, I can also carry a sefer Torah, I could also carry a tinuk, etc. And that's how we pass it. And last week we discussed what should be the mocker for such a halacha, because l'chor it seems very strange that if the Torah matter ochel nefesh, but heichi teisi to extend it further. That was last week's discussion. Oh, so there is another Mishnah in Masechet Beitza. Here it's in this packet from last week, which is the last 26 pages, last 33 pages, rather. The last section of the packet one, which begins on page 1, in Yoni Yontif, Bin Yerichitza B'Yontif. So the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph on the days has a machloikis between Beishamay and Beisilo. Another machloikis between Beishamay and Beisilo. And the machloikis is like this. Beishamay Omrim Lo Yichem Odom Chamin L'Ragalim Kem Ruin L'Shtia. Whereas the question is, are you allowed to heat up water to wash your body? Wash your body. So Beishamay says no. Well, Beishamay says yes, but they have to be royal l'shtiyah. And the Rishonim explain that it means you actually have to drink. It's not, it's a little misleading, because royal l'shtiyah is mashma that it's all, as long as it's royal l'shtiyah, you could just wash yourself in it. But that's not Beishamay's shita. Beishamay is only ochel nefesh. So Tosis learns at the bottom, it means that and you'll drink and you won't drink the whole thing. Part of it you'll drink and part of it you'll wash your body with, because that's Beishamay Lishitoso. Beishamay holds that has to be Ochol Nefesh. So we'll learn, there could be a concept of Ribui Bishurim that we'll learn later, but it has to be Ochol Nefesh. And Beisilo says no. Beisilo Matirin. Beisilo says it's mutter even if it's just for your to wash your feet. Even if it's just to wash your feet, it's mutter, because that's Beisilo l'shitaso, that he holds the concept of mitoch. And since it's mutter to heat up water, to drink, to have tea, etc., so mitoch, that the malacha of Bishol is mutter for ochel nefesh, it's mutter also for non-ochel nefesh. So Tosis is medayik that what's the lashon roin l'raglav? Why only l'raglav? What if I'm going to wash my whole body? So it's mashbro that even Beis Hillel is only mater l'raglav and not for the whole guf. So mehechi teisi, why should the whole, what do we have against washing the whole guf? Better to wash the whole guf. So Tosis says two lines from the bottom Tosis of Chof Aleph of the base. He says the Daf Lagav of Alachol Gufo Moda De Osa. No, but he says Beis Hillel says Alachol Gufo is Osa. In other words, you can't heat up water on Yontif to wash your whole body. Only Raglav. So why is that? Bechorim Beis Hillel is the one who holds for Mitoch. So as long as it's a tzorach, it should be mutter. We said you need that it should be a tzorach. So usually it's a good tzorach to be able to heat something up to wash your whole body, right? And just your feet. So what's the issue? So Tosa says a chiddush. The dover hashavol chol nefesh beinan v'zeinu. So Tosa is referring to a gemara in Ksubis, Adav Zayin, where the Gemara in Ksubis has the sugya of Mitoch also. You know, that's what Ksubis is called, the Shas Katan, because the first parak, because it has all different sugyas of all different areas of Torah. So Hilchas Yontif is one of the issues that it has. How does it come up in Hilchas what does it come up? There was the sugya in Ksubis discusses if you're allowed to be boiled bila vishorna the Shabbos. Right, if a person, the wife is a basula, so when he's boiled bili shon, he's going to open up the, he's going to be motzi dam, he's going to make a pesach. A lot of potential malachas could be happening. So the Gemara has a whole discussion whether it's mutter on Shabbos or also. Halacha, we paskin that it's mutter on Shabbos, that you can be boiled bili shon on Shabbos. That's how we paskin. However, the Gemara says there's an opinion that says it's aser. So the Gemara says, but even if you hold that it's usser on Shabbos, but on Yontif is going to be mutter. On Yontif is going to be mutter. Why? What's the difference? Because in Yontif we have the din of mitoch. So we could say, for example, that when you shecht an animal, so you motzi dam, so mitoch, that's mutter for ochel nefesh. So too can be mutter for something that's not ochel nefesh. So, and that's how the Gemara gets into the sugya of mitoch and ochel nefesh, etc. And then the Gemara says, what about to make mugmar biyantif? Say you want to there's a fire there, pre-existing fire, and you want to take spices and put it on the fire. So you're going to do havara, because whenever you put something into the fire, that's called mavir. And then you're going to, then as a result of the putting the spices into the fire, then nice fumes are going to exude, and you're going to put some clothing on top, and you'll have fragrant clothing. So could you do that on Yontif? So the Gemara says, no. Alecha makra achas sheyochel chol nefesh dover hashava l'chol nefesh. No, it has to be dover hashava l'chol nefesh. Meaning, it has to be something that many people do. It can't be something that only, how many people like to do this thing? That their clothing should be fragrant and to put spices. Is that something that the oilam is noheg, or yechidim are noheg that way? So he says, Yechidim are knowing that way. So then that's not called. So part of the halacha of Yontif is things that are mutter, mishum mitoch, mishum ochel nefesh. Well, especially things of mitoch have to be. So let's leave it to mitoch, not ochel nefesh gufa, but things of mitoch have to be dvarim hashovim l'chol nefesh. So. Most people like to eat, so like you can carry the cheese blintzes, you can carry the meatballs, you can carry these things, because that's a hanoah that most people are into. But this rubuk thing is only for the mufunokim, so that's not going to be mutter mishum mitoch. And then the Gemara says, what about special types of meat? Not everyone... has like a deer, tzvi, you know, in some of the chashuva restaurants they sell, you know, they serve the deer, you know, so not everyone eats that. That's not part of, usually we don't eat that at home. But this is no food, everyone, that's called shavu l'chol nefesh. Not everyone can afford every type of food, but not always matzoi, but that, every type of food, that's, everyone's, we're all eaters. We all like to eat. So that's called shavu l'chol nefesh. But the other thing, the mugmer is not called shavu l'chol nefesh. So Rav Shechter likes to always point out that you can learn the whole Masechta Beitza from Beis to Mem or whatever, and you won't know this basic halacha because it doesn't appear anywhere in Masechta Beitza. This whole basic halacha of Dover Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that seemingly, maybe by the end of this year it's not so basic, but seemingly this is such a basic halacha that you would think basic Hilchos Yontif should all appear in Masechta Beitza. But this, you have to learn Ksubas, Tav Zayin, to get to this halacha. It doesn't appear in Masechta Beitza in the Gemara. So Tosas claims that that's the yisod of why Beis Hillel only permits to heat up water for your feet. Because Bizman Chazal wasn't like today that, you know, everyone's taking showers, Baruch Hashem, you know, all the time, and we wash our body all the time, and not just our feet, and, you know, we're in a different type of society. But Bizman Chazal, that wasn't the case. You know, you washed your body once in a while, and on a regular basis, you washed your feet. Your feet got dirty from the sand or whatever it is. So that was a davar shavu l'chol nefesh, to heat up water to wash your feet. But to wash your whole body, that was only the mefunakim used to do that. That was only the special, delicate people used to do that. So the mela, that doesn't apply. So therefore, that's not called davar shavu l'chol nefesh. And the mela, that's how Tosis explains the Mishnah, that even Beis Hillel, who's mekel, was not mekel to wash. To heat up water to wash your whole body. That is Tosis. And we'll have to see later in the shiur whether this halacha changes from generation to generation or not. Is it something that this is the way the Chazal, the Bizman Chazal was, and some halachas we have like that. That Chazal were misakid something, and this is the way it is. And even if the Metzias change, that's Rav Shech always points out Gemara Beitza of Dov Hashem Minyan. And one example Rav Shech likes to give is what medicine. Right? We don't take medicine on Shabbos and Yontif of the Gzeir of Shechikas Samanim. So you can't take the pill. You have a headache unless you're a Chayla Shenafal LaMishkav or something like that. And then it's permissible. But today. What's the issue? Because you're going to come to grind. To make medicine, in the old days, they had to grind the herbs and to make the medicine. Today, we get a pill from the drugstore, so no one's grinding anything. But you just put it in your mouth and you take some water and that's it. No one, yet, as Rav Shechter pointed out, that's the concept of a Dovah Shem Minyan. That the Chazal acid something, they acid it, and then there's a whole discussion when can things change, when can't things change. I mean, this is the major distinction between Orthodoxy and the other branches of Judaism on this Nakuda. What changes and what doesn't change throughout the generation, because we know that the Metzius of a lot of things change from what existed with Bizman Chazal and that. So when halacha change and will not, that's a big, that is the corpus of all of practical Judaism today, of to know when to apply the rules of change and when not to apply the rules of change. So you have to learn a lot to know the distinctions. Oh, but this is Tosas says. Oh, now there is a Rambam that says something else. So let's take a look. Before we see the Rambam, let's take a look on page 6 in Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Mem. The Gemara on Shabbos Daf Mem discusses the Isra of Rechitza on Shabbos. Now, for Shteitzach, on Shabbos, you can't heat up water. That's Bishul, that's a Malacha Daraisa. But the Shaila is, on Shabbos, can you heat it up before Shabbos? And if you heat it up before Shabbos, then just bathe on Shabbos. Right? So is that permissible? So at first glance, that's a great Eitzah. Right? Heat it up before, and you'll, as much as it can maintain its heat, and then you can be rochets on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, yeah, that was the original plan. Amar Mishum ben Levi, Mishum bar Kaparo, B'tchil hayu rochets in Becham, and Shuchum be'erv Shabbos. So, originally, they would, on Friday night or whatever, they would be rochets in Cham Shuchum be'erv Shabbos. But then, as things happen in life, that you have people who are not so honest, so scrupulous. You know, in those days they had the bathhouses. It's not like today, where we have our own. You take a bath in your own house. They didn't have that, and it wasn't so long ago. My wife's grandma always says, in a hard day, you didn't have to make chulent in your own house. There was a public bakery where everyone kept their chulent pot. You didn't have it in your own house. And that's why, one of the reasons they had Erevin, was to get the chulent. So you didn't have your chulent. It wasn't like today. So that's a discussion that people have, that, you know, the tzorach of an Erev, so in different times was a different tzorach. So those days they didn't have, things have changed, technology, everything has changed. My father tells me when he grew up, no one had their own telephone. The landline, for the cell phone, you didn't dream of a cell phone. But a landline, in those days, you got a phone call, meant that someone called the local candy store, and they would give a little kid a nickel or whatever to go to someone's house and tell him he has a phone call in the candy store. So things changed. So Bezman Chazal, the baths were in the bathhouses. So sometimes they would forget to heat up the water on Erev Shabbos. So the Balonim would have all these people coming to take baths on Shabbos, and he had no water for them. They were dishonest, and they started up heating up water on Shabbos itself. And they said that it was really heated from before Shabbos. So therefore they asked it, for that reason. They asked the... you can't. So this way, they won't have any problem that people are going to heat up water on Shabbos, because they asked heating up, to use the bathhouses on Shabbos. So then you're not going to have this problem that someone's going to come to heat it up on Shabbos, because you're not even allowed to go to the bathhouse. The bathhouses had to be closed. So Mamela, that was the story. So the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, but he discusses the issue of, so in Hilchas Shabbos, he discusses the halachas of Shabbos. On page 7, in Parak Chavbeis, Halacha Beis, Bimneima, Osru Chachomim, Likhanes, Bimrechatz, Bishabbos, Nehabalon, Mishayim, Cham, Cham, Bishabbos, Omer, Ev, Shabbos, Huchmu, etc. So that was the Gzeret. So comes the Rambam in Hilchas Yontif and says like this. Perek Aleph Halacha Tazayin. He says, really, Rechitza Sichas should be Mutter. He says that's Ochel Nefesh itself. Some say it's Tosis on Zemitoch. He says, Mefichach Mecham Mecham and Biyontif. Rochetz Mampanav Ravav Ravav. Aval kol gufo osur bishum gzeiris mechas. So the Rambam gives a totally different reason. In other words, Tosa says the reason why you can't wash your whole body on Yontif is because why? It's not shaveh l'chol nefesh. It's not shaveh l'chol nefesh. So the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says it's because of this gzeiris mechatz that's mentioned in the Gemara and Shabbos. Meaning, now, we're afraid that if you're going to wash on Yontif, you'll come to heat the water up on Yontif. But what's wrong with heating up the water on Yontif? So if you say like Tosis, that Dovah Shavah L'chol Nefesh, so then we understand them. But if you don't say like that, so then what's the problem? So Pashas people learn, the Rambam saying that just like there was a Gzeres Merchatz on Yontif, on Shabbos, they would go to Yontif Atu Shabbos. So Mimela, they asked to be Rochets on Yontif also. And even though on Yontif it should be okay, because what could go wrong if you forget? So you'll heat it up on Yontif itself. But Gzeira Atu Shabbos. So we have two. So it comes out the Tosis and the Rambam, as Rav Shecht always points out, have two different reasons of why it should be that you shouldn't wash your whole body on Yontif. Well, this is a question everyone asks, showering on Yontif, right? It's always a three-day Yontif, showering on Yontif. So what's the story? Yes or no? Showering yes, showering no. So before we get to the possible heter, we have to see the possible problems. So the two possible problems are that it's not a shovel l'chol nefesh, as Tosa says, and the gzeiris mechatzos, as the Rambam says. Now, yeah, so that's a discussion. They discuss Chami Tveria, but let's talk about regular water.
Rambam was talking about Shabbos.
Where?
In the Hilchot.
You have a packet in front of you? So this Rambam we just read is Hilchos Yontif, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tazayin, right? It's Yontif. The first Rambam we read was Shabbos. This is Yontif. Oh. So the Aruch HaShulchan makes a very interesting comment. And other Achronim picked up on the same comment as the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, why is it that the Rambam didn't learn like Tosis? Why is that? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that, you know why? But this is we never think like this. But the Aruch HaShulchan says nowhere in the Rambam does he mention the din of Shavuot L'chol Nefesh. So like Rav Shecht says, it's a fundamental part in Hilchos Yontif that's not mentioned in the whole Masechta Beitza. So the Rambam would say it's a good reason why it's not mentioned in the whole Masechta Beitza, because we don't really hold from it. And nowhere does the Rambam quote such a halacha. And every place where he writes, if you want to see it, the Tov Tzadi Hei, and you test an onward, you test and chaf aleph in the Aruch HaShulchan, he says that every place where the other Rishonim explains something that's usher als that it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, the Rambam says a different reason. Like say the Mugbar case we just gave. Could you put the Mugbar on the coals, on the fire, to fume your clothing. So the Gemara over there said it's altswat, it's not shavil chol nefesh. And you look at the Rambam says because shum chabe. And here, by washing yourself up in hot water, So Tosa says it's based on that it's not shavu l'chol nefesh, and the Rambam had gezeris merchatzos. So why does the Rambam have to come on to this gezeris merchatzos? Shabbos atu yontif doesn't really say that beferish in the Gemara that we make this gezeris of yontif atu Shabbos. But once the Rambam, he explains you that Gemara in Ksubis was only one opinion, the Aruch HaShulchan says, but the other opinion rejected it, and that's maybe a good reason why it's not in the whole Masechta Beitza, because it's a Shita Yechida in the Rambam's mind, and therefore it's rejected. So therefore he has to come up with another reason. So he has this other reason of Gzeris Merchatzos. Even though Gzeris Merchatzos we only find in the Gemara Lagabi Shabbos, but he extends the Shabbos to Yontif. So that's an interesting point that the Aruch HaShulchan makes, which is seems to be very compelling, even though I'll point out later that the Poskim and Shulchan Aruch didn't hold from this. That they quote Lashonos from the Rambam and interpret it that he's also holding from the din of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But it's very compelling if you're a person who's learning Rambam and you want to, you know, go through every Rambam, that all the other poskim have reasons on Shavu Nefesh. Keseder, I told you, in Mugbar and in Rechitza and all these things, he didn't mention it. Parenthetically, even though it's not in this packet, it's in some other packet, but it didn't make it in here. We're going to get back to Rechitza momentarily, but a commercial for cigarettes. So the big discussion that Poskim have about smoking on Yontif. That was a big thing in the Poskim, smoking on Yontif. So what's the story of smoking on Yontif? What's the story of smoking not on Yontif? So Baruch Hashem, we've learned in our society today that smoking is not good, that we should never smoke, and that's that. I always like to point out, and others have pointed out, that talking about YU versus other yeshivas, so one of course of many milers of YU is that I've never seen in the years I've been here a long time, and I've never seen people from the Yoshvei Beis Medrash in YU who smoke. Kemat, I can't say 100%, but Kemat, in all the years I've been here, never. And other yeshivas, not to fault anyone else, but it's a different culture, different society, where smoking was looked other ways. But in all my years, I've never seen B'nai Torah here smoke. I've seen smoking here just during lunch. But it's a different So there's a Tosis on Lamed Tes, you can look it up in Shabbos, that says that anything that's for the good, for the refuah, for good, for your benefit of your body, that automatically is called Shavu L'chol Nefesh, even if not everyone does it. So that's how I believe Tosis explained that Hazia, to go take a schwitz is mutter, because that helps. It's good for your body to have the schwitz. So that's cool. So you can heat up the water, not to be rochets, but to go by it. So you'll sweat, and that takes off the excess fats or whatever it is, and that's good for your body. So there's a famous comment of the Pnei Yeshua on Shabbos Lamed Tes, where the Pnei Yeshua makes a famous comment, and he says that smoking of kayadua is helpful for digestion. So therefore, since smoking is helpful for digestion, so it's called shavu l'chol nefesh, and therefore it's not an iser on yontif. So that's so b'zman hazeh, we understand that smoking does a lot of damage to people. So and we don't think it really should be mutter so much during the week. So the only shaila is on Yontif, is there an added iser? Because smoking is havara, right? When you you puff the cigarette, so you mavir. So you increase the fire, etc. So havar is mutter because of bitoch. But it has to be tzarech hayom tzas. So Rav Eliashiv in his sefer says that today we know that it's not good for you. So it could be that, and others have said like this also. It could be if you smoke on yontif, not only you violate the shmartav odas or whatever possible violations you might have during the week, but you also mechal yontif. That's called the chil yontif of Los Asa Kol Melacha, because the only thing the Torah permitted is Dava Shava L'chol Nefesh, and this is not Shava L'chol Nefesh. And others disagreed, Rav Moshe included, disagreed with this. And he felt that even though it's not a good thing, v'chulei, but even though most people don't smoke, but if there are a million people who do, it's hard to say that's only the mefunokim. In other words, there's a discussion in the postgame, shovel chol nefesh, it have to be kol nefesh, rove people. But Rav Moshe thought that if there's such a significant amount of people, he's not encouraging people to do it, but if such a significant amount of people do it, then it's not necessarily ruled out from the shovel chol nefesh. You can't say it's like when the Gemara of Mugmar, that was mefunokim, yechidim, Yechidim, etc. Oh, so Rav Yonis and Eibshitz once, and then there's an issue also of kibbutz by smoking, etc. Rav Yonis and Eibshitz, interesting, he wrote a sefer on Hilchas Yontif, Rav Yonis and Eibshitz. So in his sefer on Hilchas Yontif, it's in a different packet here, but the sefer on Hilchas Yontif, so he says another tzad to say that. To be making smoke without necessarily looking to find coolers, but smoking on yontif is the shitas Rambam, because if the whole issue is that's not shavu l'chol nefesh, so he also says like the Aruch HaShulchan that he feels that the Rambam doesn't hold from this whole concept of shavu l'chol nefesh, and therefore if that's the whole thing that you have against the smoking, I mean again. They're not trying to find coolers for smoking. We should. It's not a good thing during the week, especially not on yontif, but not during the week either. But that's a tzad that he was saying in his discussion. So once I was telling you what the Aruch HaShulchan said, I tell you what Rav Yonis and Eibshitz said in that context. Okay, enough with the smoking. That was the commercial. Now let's get back to the washing.
Yeah, question about Davar Shavu L'chol Nefesh. How do we categorize that now? What are the numbers or the percentage? What do we need?
Right, so that's the question. If it's, one could say that you need rove people. It's a whole discussion. Rove, where Rav Moshe said, no, you don't need rove. As long as it's just yechidim who do something, that's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. But if you have a million people who do it, but 10 million don't, but a million people do it, so you can't just say it's only mefunokim. A million people, that's not just mefunokim. Okay. Oh, so what? Now, let me point out like this. So you have here a basic machlokas between the Ran, between Tosfos and the Rambam. Why is there an isser of? Why is there an isser of being rochets kol gufo mechaber? Is it als tov sheino shovel chol nefesh, or is it als gzeres mechatzos? Now there can be two nafkaminas between this machlokas. Number one, first of all, this machlokas is a very dramatic machlokas. Let me explain to you why. Because if it's a din als tov sheino shovel chol nefesh, that's a din d'oraisa. So it means that if you heat up water on yontif to wash your whole body, assuming that's considered davar she'eino shovel l'chol nefesh, then you don't get the heter of mitoch. If you don't get the heter b'toch, you violate an issa d'oraisa of los asek ho melacha. But a she'en kein, if you hold, like what? Like the Rambam, especially the way the Aruch HaShulchan assumes in the Rambam, that he didn't hold from Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that's why he had to come on to the Gezerah. So Gezerah is only the Rabbanan. Gezerah is only the Rabbanan. So that's a big, just a big difference in the machlokas between the Tosfos and the Rambam. Oh, so who points this out? So the Ran and the Rashba point this out. In what context do they point this out? So if you look, there is a discussion. What about by Yontif, Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Yontif? They would say you heat up water on Erev Yontif to be Rochets on Yontif. Is that Mutter or not? So the Rambam writes Beferish that that's okay. The Rambam writes on page 8, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin, the Chamin Shehuchmu Me'erev Yontif Rochets Mehem Kol Gufo Me'yontif. On Shabbos, they asked even Ma'im Shehuchmu Be'er Shabbos. On Yontif, they asked Ma'im Shehuchmu Be'yontif, but Ma'im Shehuchmu Be'er Yontif is Mutter, says the Rambam. So the Ran, and others disagree, other Rishonim disagree, and it's a Machlokas, the Machaber and Ramah about this. So the Ran says the following. Yeah, if you want to see the Ran, it's on page 2 in this section. The Ran says this machlokes is tolo, whether it's Ma'im Shehuchmu Me'erev Yontif is Osir, is tolo on the machlokes whether it's a Daraisa or not. In other words, the Rambam Shita is that on Yontif itself is only the Rabbanim. So what are they going to make a Gzeira Erev Yontif also? That's like a Gzeira Gzeira, Drabanan or Drabanan. So Mela, Shitas, Rambam L'Shitaso, who holds that on Yontif itself is only a Din Drabanan al Gzeira Smerchatzos, is going to assume that on Erev Yontif it's Mutter to be, in other words, you could be Tovel in Mayim Shehuchmu on Erev, Yontif, you could wash yourself on Yontif, because Yontif itself is goof only the Rabbanan, so they're not going to ask her make it a chumra under the Rabbanan. Now she'en kein explains the round of the Rashba, the Rishonim will hold that it's al tov she'en shovel l'chol nefesh, that's a din d'oraisa, so then they will go there erev Yontif as well, because in Yontif itself it's a din d'oraisa to be make him that water, because it's a shovel l'chol nefesh, ein shovel l'chol nefesh, it's a din d'oraisa. And that appears in the Shulchan Aruch as a machlokas. The Machaber quotes the Rambam, and the Ramah quotes the Shitas HaMachmeres. So this notion that that's the first nafkemina between Tosfos and the Rambam this idea of Erev Yontif of. Yeah. Now, there's another nekuda in this discussion, and that is, like Shach always points out in the Shemir Shabbos, but we'll see others, precede this discussion, and that is Gzeiras Mechatzos is hot water. So what if it's not totally hot? And we'll have to see. So maybe the whole Gzeiras Mechatzos was never said in such a case, because the bathhouses was hot water. So maybe if it's not hot, maybe it the whole Gzeira was never said. So if you, and then we'll have to see to what degree you could but. you could lower the heat, that it shouldn't be a problem of Alzheimer's Merchatzos. Mitzad, well, so it's like this. There is an old discussion, fascinating discussion, which was a big discussion in the postgame, which today we just totally make a lot. Like everyone, come on. It's totally makel on this discussion that the postgame, I didn't tell you what the discussion is yet, but on this discussion, and it's given that we assume it's okay, and you'll see, you know, the sharf lashonos of the postgame against this, and that is going to mikvah on Yom Tov or Shabbos. In other words, we said you can't be roichetz kol gufo b'chamin on Shabbos or in Yantif. So what if a woman has to go to the mikveh? What if a woman has to go to the mikveh on Friday night? And that's the minhag, that when a woman has leil tefillah is Friday night, so she goes Friday night. And the way we have mikvahs today, that they're heated. The mikvahs today are heated. I mean, the discussion in the postgame, and we showed him, maybe you shouldn't even be allowed to heat a mikveh during the week. Maybe it's a gzeira al tshuvim. But that we're not choshish for. Okay, so for sure you can go into a heated mikveh during the week, the way we assume. But what about Friday night? The whole thing about the gzeiras rechatzos on Friday night. So the two primary sources, well, more than two, but so the Korban Nisano, and that's how we, you know, that became the Minhag HaOlam, is the Korban Nisano on page 17 in the Os Kuf. He says V'Iker Hadin Kasafti Barichus. He said, I wrote a long piece. That when they would go there, Gzeiras Mechatzos, they would never go there als on. That was only on a rechitza, you know, a bathhouse type of thing. But a mikveh, that wasn't bichlal the gzeir. So that's a very. So that's how we assume. In other words, that's how people assume as well as that. That it's mutter. And like the Korban Nisano said, that the mikveh wasn't nichla. So just so the Nodim Yehuda on page 12, he doesn't let you get away with things so quickly. So first the Nodim Yehuda has a discussion. He says, what do you do with a mikveh Friday night? So he says, so first he has a discussion here, what makes it cool enough that it's no longer Gzeiras Merchatzos? So he says, so one opinion, somebody wrote to him that you can't even have lukewarm water. It has to just take out the chill. But it can't even be lukewarm, because that's the lashon of the Mishnah in Yuma by the Kohen Gadol, that they would throw things into the, you know, pieces of metal into the mikveh to cool it off. So the Mishnah says shetafik tzinosim. So you see that tafik tzinosim, but poshrin is aser. Poshrin is aser. So that's what the person writing to the Nodim Yehuda assumed. And the Nodim Yehuda said no. He said that even poshrim is okay. That poshrim is okay. That as long as it's lukewarm, even warmer than tafik tzinosim. In other words, there's cham and mamish. It's cold, and then tafik tzinosim means you take out the chill, but it's still not lukewarm, and then it's lukewarm. And then there's cham and mamish. So he says tafik sinosa is lav davka, and he says l'dayti may olam l'neser rechitza b'poshrin mak b'chamin. They only asked rechitza in poshrin and not b'chamin. And so that's what he says. So therefore he says, so the other view says, well, you have to tell the mikveh people, the people in charge, that they want to heat up the mikveh to have cold. They want to have the mikveh is hot during the week, and they want to they should put cold water in before Shabbos, and they should do it. Maybe they want to put they have cold water in the mikveh from before. They want to put hot water in. I'm sorry. They want to. Because the mikveh had cold water in. They want to put hot water in. So they should do it earlier in the afternoon. So by the time Shabbos hits, it's already lukewarm, and then it will be okay. Then it won't be bechlal gzeiras merchatzos. But then he says, uvaguf hadin. He says, reisi b'sefer korban asanel. He says the korban asanel. He says the whole thing is not a problem, and he doesn't give it a reason, and he doesn't give a raya, and he makes this big thing. You know, I wrote a whole arichas, but he says elo lusmach al dover shelo bir lo tamu. He says we can't just because he. You know, he's saying he wrote a whole arichas, but we don't know what he said, and we don't, so we're not going to buy it. So therefore, he tries to find a reason. Then he says that. So he says you should only have poshrim. He says omnam habalonim lefi hanira einam nisharim b'zeh. But he says, you know, this I tell the balonim they should do, but they're not nizavani malamayim. He says, I look away. Mutav shishogin. What can I do? Al yumazidim. But he really holds that it's not right. That's the Nozim Yehuda. He's lukewarm about this issue. You want to see more harifas, so now you come to the Chacham Tzvi. So Chacham Tzvi became popular in this generation because people only want to keep one day. When they go to Eretz Yisrael, so they all become Hasidim of the Chacham Tzvi. But the Chacham Tzvi had his chumras as well. So Chacham Tzvi, he says, on page 13, he says, women, they want to go to the mikveh in hot water on Shabbos. And they say that certain chacham matted them. He says, "Slandir lani is daiti devada lav shapir ovid va'over ad rabbanon." The mikzas miravsa field, but the evil also la tefila. If you have tefila b'leil Shabbos, bechamid vaday asura alibe dekuli alma. And then he says, "Alveres v'tovelas b'leili Shabbosus bechamid vaday isura ovda." She violates an isur. V'shari lemikraya avaryana. You can call such a person an avarian for doing that. Umanadin aleha. Kamushakos of a Rambam. So he's like, he doesn't want to hear from this. And he says, so what do you do? So he says, so let her, she can't, it's too cold for her. Let her go Motzei Shabbos. And then he says, "Or tafig tzinas hamayim levad," because he's not being makel for a poshrut like the Noda Behuda was. Poshrut is already common in his book, but if you just take out the chill, then it's okay. Then he has his chiddush. He says, "If you really want a cooler," he says, "I'll give you a cooler." He says, let the women go to the mikveh Friday night during Bein HaShemoshos. Let them go Friday night Bein HaShemoshos. So if they go Bein HaShemoshos, we know that there's a klal of Gozru Shmus Bein HaShemoshos, that many dinim derabbanan, that Chazal will go there, were not nigzar on the period of Bein HaShemoshos. So if they go by Nishmashos, so maybe we could be Mekel. And that's so it's interesting, the Chachatzri, the Nol Behuda, each one in his own way was like Eish Lahava against this thing. But Lamaisa, Minigol was just like this Korban Asana, and we don't, you know, avoid so much that people are not being machmir in this manner. Certain things like became accepted and zehu. Oh, so in Shulchan Aruch, it's interesting that the Mechaber quotes the Rambam. Well, he doesn't say the word Zeres Mechatzos. He doesn't say that those words befamish, but he says that Chmaim Shehuchim Lev Yontif is Mutter. So, which is the Rambam's opinion. So most probably he's working with Gzeris, but he never uses the words Gzeris Rechatzos. So the question is like this, basically. So some of an opinion that, you know, Chazal Asid Chitza be, you know, als Gzeris Rechatzos. So they Asid it, and they ask either to, like Rav Shechta says, you take into account both opinions, the Tosus and the Rambam. So for Tosus, one could say, like Rav Shechta and other people have mentioned, that today the Metzius is different, that it is Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Some still want to say no, that you have to work with the Metzius of the times of Chazal, but others say no, that Mizman Hazeh, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're taking showers on a regular basis, and it's hopefully Rove, more than Rove, are doing this as well. So it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And then, sort of from that perspective. And the other perspective is from the Gezeres Merchatzos, so that Rosh Hashanah to point out from the Shmir Shabbos. So, you know, that would only apply to Chamin, and then depending upon, he quoted one of the sheetahs there, which of how cool it has to be, that it's no longer, I forget which one he said, but Lamaisa, you have this machlokas between the Noda Behuda and the Chacham Tzvi, whether, so according to Noda Behuda, even Poshrin, it wouldn't be, as long as it's not Chamin, it wouldn't be a problem. But if you look in the page of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, seemingly the Magen Avraham, they're not concerned with Gzeres Mechatzos, so they only bring down the din of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And if that be the case, that's how Rav Abadi holds, that if you hold Bezman Hazeh, that Shavu L'chol Nefesh, then even a hot shower would be mutter. So Lamaisa, you know, this is a very sensitive area, but there are room to be makel, you know, in this area, if there's a need. Some people, you know, a machmir mitzad, they still treat it like ki'ilu tzadov v'sheinu shavu l'chol nefesh, because that was like ki'ilu tzatachanis chazal, and some are makel. And then the question is, can you be makel even mamish hamwad, that you're only concerned about the dov shavu l'chol nefesh? And if that's all you're concerned about, then if it's shavu l'chol nefesh b'zman hazeh, so there's no limit, you can even have hot water like a regular shower. And if you are concerned, so then you have to plug in the Noda Behuda or the Chacham Tzvi to say that maybe Poshrin Mizmutter or Tafik Sinosam, just not, it won't be as hot as normal. So this is the and if a person's a rov of a community and he's dealing with people, so he has to know how to when for certain people and the different situations, there should become a zilzel and a pirza and a thing, so it has to be this. But there is so as far as to be makel in this case. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is there a body with makel either with hot water?
Yeah. Yeah, regular shower.
And according to Moshe, if I had the smoking, as long as a significant percentage does it, wouldn't that create a kula by showering also? And you know that's because of Shavuot Nefesh, because now, because so many people shower on a daily basis, then at least the shoes are sort of cool according to Moshe?
Yeah, you mean that's right. So, whether he, I can't tell you how he himself possibly, but I never, but there could be, but I'm not saying that's what Maisa, how he was Mora. I would have to ask someone who spoke to him on that. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good question. In other words, Lamaisa, it might be that the water you're heating now is not necessarily the water you're getting. But Lamaisa, you have to do that now to get your hot water. So you're right, you make a very good point. But Lamaisa, if you hold that it's mutter, so it means that it's okay. In other words, but this is the only way you'll be able to get the water. So, yeah.
The Tosfos and Shabbos line test that you said anything that's for the benefit of your body is automatically called Shalom Nefesh. Doesn't that apply to showering? It's like the benefit of.
No, if I can't. Tosfos, if you look at the Tosfos is making a chiluk between Zeya and Rechitza. And he's saying that Zeya is for the benefit, Rechitza is not. That was Tosfos saying. Now you could. Because Zeya is for the benefit, and then the player Shua says, then of course smoking is, of course, the benefit of, that was the Pnei Yeshua.
Is matter going over, but there's still, that's not some matter like shampoo or things like that.
Yeah, so I mean, there's still issues of schita, but they could do it in a way where you're not being sochet and things like that. So it has to be done in a careful way. And
if the machlokes, if you're not even the prophet's feet, it's only about warm water. Rabbi says make or take a regular shower.
Yeah, because he holds that the poskim are not kosher for the din of gezeiras merchatzos. So that if you're only kosher for the issue of Tavar Shavu L'chol Nefesh, so then once it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, so then that's all you have to be concerned with, and then heating up water on Yom Tov is mutter.
In fact,
if
Mechaber Pesach, like the Rambam, we don't.
Yeah, so that's only, in other words, if you're true to the Aruch HaShulchan, and you hold that the Aruch HaShulchan is right, and the way he understood the Rambam, the Mechaber is, so then he's, then you should assume that they are, yeah. I mean, then the Mechaber does quote the Ran as well, that there's a chiluk, but you're doing it in the Merchatz and not in the Merchatz Lagabe. Yeah.
That would be usher according to sort of Tosfos, right?
Right.
But the father says that's Muslim.
Right, but that's only, again, you don't necessarily have to assume that everyone assumes everyone else is shtickle Torah. In other words, you understand, the Ran said that shtickle Torah, that's l'shitoso of what you hold. But Michael Rosenzweig once said a very good word. He said, what's the definition of pilpul? It says pilpul is when you assume that everyone else is assuming everyone else's assumptions, and then you build on that. But it could be that they weren't assuming. Like the Ran said, an assumption, but you're right. In other words, if we assume like the Aruch HaShulchan way, but then we have to fit it in. But the Magen Avraham is quoting the saying over this din, and he's putting in shava l'chol nefesh into the Mechaber. And if he's quoting the Rambam, and the Rambam is not based on that, so then. So you could say it's a Shver Mogen Avram. So you have to decide which way you want to. So if you want to, like Rav Shechter said, to be choishish for both, for both to be clear, both.
Yeah, but if he does, if even the Mechaber holds the Shavu Chol Nefesh, and let's say the Rambam does too, so then what why would it be mutter to use Ma'im Shavu Chol Nefesh?
The word goes there. Rabbi says the word goes there. Why word they goes there? The word goes there. So go say a shot. The word goes.
Does the manner in which you're heating up the water matter?
How do you want to heat it up?
Like a verse, like a dud cheshmal versus a dud shemesh, or
yeah. So that could be other issues. You want to see here? I put in the package of Avadia Yosef has that whole discussion about a dud shemesh. You can look up at the end of the packet here. I don't want to get into it now because okay, Chazon Avadia, page 31, 30. Yeah. You can take a look. And 30, the bottom of 30 and 31. Okay, let's go to the other packet a little bit. We have to do something for the other packet. You know, Rabbi Schwartz made the other packet as well. So, so there is a din of ribui shiurim. That's a gemara in Beitza on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the second packet, page 1. Tana Rabbanan in Ofen Miyantev Lachaver Rabbeim Etzamru Momala Isha Kolak Dere Basar Afu Pishayin Etzricha Lachaticha Achas. In other words, say for example, you want to heat up a cup of water for tea. So how much do you need to heat up? 4 ounces. What do you want? So if all you want now is to drink one cup of tea, so you should just heat up that amount. So the halacha is no. Rebushurim. Then once you want to heat up a cup of tea, so what you can do is you can take the whole urn, put it under the faucet, and heat up and fill up the whole thing. Even though you're not necessarily gonna use the whole thing. But the rebushurim is mutter. That's only if there's no extra tircha. There's no extra tircha. Meaning, you just turn on the faucet, and it goes. So, mali that you stop it after the first minute of filling up, mali you stop it after 5 minutes. Now, the difference between ribui shiurim and ribui melacha is that ribui shiurim means that you put it on the fire, you're putting it all at one time. So that's ribui shiurim. You're doing one maisa melacha. But you're adding to the quantity of what's getting cooked. Ribui melacha would mean if you take 2 pots and you put 1 pot on the fire with the water, that's one melacha. Then you take another pot and so that would be ribui melacha. You're doing a separate maisa melacha. Every time you put something on the fire, it's a separate melacha. So ribui melacha is not mutter. You can't say, well, this guy is taking one big urn that has 30 ounces and he's putting it on. The other guy has 2 urns of 15 each, but he only needs 5 ounces. So the guy who did it in one urn and it's going to be on the heating element at one time, that's ribui shiurim, that's mutter. Ribui melacha is asur. So that's the gemara here. So there's a famous Ran. The Ran says that why should it be mutter? Why should ribui shiurim be mutter? L'chara, it's the Torah matir ochel nefesh for tzorach hayom, so it should be medaktik. So the Ran, the famous Ran on page 7, on the so the Ran shita is. We're not going to have, you know, we need a couple hours to explain everything well, but I'll just give you some interesting highlights of these inyanim. But the Ran Shita is that ribui shiurim on Yontif is mutter, and on Shabbos is an issa d'oraisa. Say, for example, you have a chola. Chola sheyesh bo sakana. So you need to heat up a kettle of water, an urn, right? He needs to have, for his choli, he needs to have it. So can I add? Can I keep the faucet going? And then I'll put it on the fire, and I'll have rebush urine. So the Ran says, if you do that on Shabbos, that's a chil Shabbos d'oraisa. Why? You don't see, because pikuach nefesh is mutar Shabbos, but it's only begedah d'chuyim. So then only what you need. When yontif is considered hutra, so then rebush urine is mutar. That's the shita of the Ran. And the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba's here on page 6. And the Rashba says that even on Shabbos, there's a concept of the Rebbe Shurim, but on Shabbos they asked it midrabon. On Yontif it's Mutu Lagamri, and Shabbos also midrabon. So the Ran Shita is that on Yontif it's Mutar, on Shabbos it's Anissa Daraisa. And the Rashba Shita is that on Yontif it's Mutar, and on Shabbos it's only Anissa the Rabbanan. That's the right. Oh. So there's a very interesting sefer. Most of you probably never saw the sefer, called Machane Yisrael, written by the Chofetz Chaim, on page 8. I'll show you the Sharblot here. It was redone Lakewood Shnash Tavshin Ayin Aleph. It was reprinted, typeset, etc. And basically, like Rabbi Peretzky was telling me once when we were discussing the Sefer, he was writing it for Jews who were going to go to the army in World War I. And they needed to know how to keep Shabbos and Kashrus and all these things when they were in the army. So he wrote the Sefer, a halachic Sefer, a short thing. So they read the Sefer and you'll know how to keep Shabbos when you're in the army. So the first here in Perek Alam and Aleph, so he discusses carrying on Shabbos. So he says to the Chofetz Chaim, he says that you should know anything you have to carry, that's the army says you have to carry, your gun, your ID, whatever they make you carry, mitzad the law of the army, that's b'chlal pikuach nefesh, and that's totally mutter. That's the first thing he says. Also, what says b'shal davar shabuch lisa mitzad hatzivoy ein alav yisur. That's b'chlal is mutter. So then the question is, but what about some of my personal belongings that I'd like to, that hopefully on Shabbos we won't have to move any place from place to place, but there might be a time that they're going to tell you in the middle of Shabbos you got to pack up and you're going to have a shayla of Hotzar Shabbos. So whatever the army you have to carry mitzad the laws of the army, the gun and the whatever, your ID, whatever it is, that's mutter. The question is, when we say, says the Chofetz Chaim, al tzribu shiurim, that once I can carry the gun, some mechuyev, so now maybe I can carry some other things, like my tefillin. So I shouldn't have to leave my tefillin behind, or something like that. So the Chofetz Chaim explains, basically, that maybe b'makom tzorech, we can rely on the Rashba. That's what he writes on page 10. In the third line here, you came a dasa rashba ima yesh lahakel b'makom pseida. That according to the Rashba, we should be makel b'makom pseida. So that's what he discusses, is that possibly you could be makel. In other words, according to the Ran, it's osis and it's a daraisa. And according to the Rashba, on Shabbos it's a nisa derabanan, and it's b'makom hefsed. So maybe you could be able to carry. So that's the Chofetz Chaim's piece in the Machane Yisrael.
Wouldn't that be considered an extra Maisa Malacha? And it's still...
Why?
Because you're carrying an additional thing.
So that's Ribu Mashir. You're not doing another Maisa Malacha.
Is it in the same container?
Okay, so the Chofetz Chaim has a discussion. Does it have to be in the same hand? Does it have to be in the... But it could be even not. Even if it's you're doing it the same thing. It's not like you're carrying your gun and then you're coming back and you're carrying your tefillin. You're doing it together. So that's... But he has a discussion. Does it have to be in the same hand, etc. That's what the Chofetz Chaim. Then there's a tshuva of the Kashya Glover. The Kashya Glover was one of the great Gaonim of his time. He succeeded the Avnei Dezer as Rosh Hashiva, and he succeeded Rav Meir Shapira. The Yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin, and he succeeded Avnei Dezer. I don't know, it's wrong, Rosh Hashiva. Some position that he succeeded the Avnei Dezer. And if you want to see a picture of him, so if you go to the library, the Gottesman Library, and you get off the elevator on 5A, so there's a picture of him outside the elevator at 5A. What happened was, I remember once I was in the library, many years ago, I don't know, 15 years ago, some 20 years ago, a long time ago, I'm on the fifth floor, and all I hear, Dr. Lamb speaking on 5A. So I go see what it is. So apparently his family, Ari Frommer, gave money to Yeshiva University, and they were dedicating the 5A, one of the floors, to his memory. So they had a little gathering, they set up chairs, and Dr. Lamb spoke, Dr. Lamb told me once that his uncle, I believe, was a Talmud of the Kashya Glover of Boimel, his uncle, in Chachmei Lublin. So the Kashya Glover was like a great goad. He was killed, Shem Yudkam Damo. So the Kashya Glover has a tshuva. Rabbi Peretzky once told me that the Kashya Glover was like one of the first to write on the modern shilas, like machine-made tzitzis and these type of things. He was like one of the first to write on those type of shilas. And, he's a big... He had Kol HaTorah Kula in his hand, so he's always making sushtels from, so some people aren't into that style, but it's still gaonis, whatever. So he discusses this tshuva of this piece of the Machane Yisrael of Chofetz Chaim, and he uses to discuss the following. He says he wants to be Melamed Tzchus. He wants to be Melamed Tzchus on how come people don't check their pockets when they come out of the street on Yom Tov. Oh, you have to check your pockets. I mean, again, if you're the Erev person and you're always lived with an Erev, so as long as you don't have Muktzah, so you're okay. But if you're not an Erev person, he felt that the Hamoram wasn't checking their pockets. Before Shabbos, Chayiv Adam Mashmish Megodev. And Choraz, Yom Tov also, we've discussed. That Hotzah Shalom Tzorach is a Nisad Araisa. So why aren't people checking the pockets? So the Kashya Glover says he wants to be Melamed Tzchus. He wants a Melamed Tzchus for the Welt. Okay, if you want to see on page 14. Second arrow. Uvizeh yesh din lil mat tzchus al rov ha'olam she'ei mefani b'gdeyem be'erv yontif. This is the Raisa Hu. Hamotzi Shalom Tzorach. So you know what he says? Yeshlom al Pirov. It's also not everything in this generation you relate to, but there was a time, people were, myself included, always carry a handkerchief around. This generation is not so into handkerchiefs. But the old generation, we're into handkerchiefs. So a handkerchief is Tzorach Hayom. So once you're carrying a handkerchief, so then everything else is Ribur Shiurim on the handkerchief. And Mavela, he says, Apirov Adam Motzi Miyontif Faitshula Bekisa Vazal Tzarch Yontif Mutav Shud Mutav Motzi Kav Shach HaTfasim Bitzad Ribur Shiur. So this, some point out, is like he quotes from Chavetz Chaim, is a similar notion to what the Chofetz Chaim was saying. That Chofetz Chaim was talking about the case, and this is pointed out in the Sfarim. They put together this the words of the Chofetz Chaim and the words of the Kodesh Gemara. Oh, so then there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe on page 25. So this is a tshuva about smoking. This is not the tshuva that I quoted to you before, where he says that it's considered shovel chol nefesh. That's a different tshuva in a different packet and whatever. This tshuva is like this. Again, we're not here to advocate smoking, neither in Yom Tov nor during the week. But the tshuva was about someone who smokes. So the main shaila was like this: the guy's smoking, so he wants to take a walk. How many cigarettes is he going to smoke during the walk? 3, 4. But he has 15 cigarettes in the thing. So the question is he mechuyev to take out the extra cigarettes? So he'll just take, because you know, it's all tzorach. So the other things is not tzorach. So the question is he mechuyev to take out the extra cigarettes, or could he just leave the whole box of cigarettes as is? So Moshe Paskin, that this is the din of Reb Moshe Yerim, that even though he only needs one cigarette or two cigarettes or four cigarettes, he's not mechuyev to before he goes out on his trip to take out the 15 cigarettes that he's not going to use. Adkan. Oh, so. So there was a tshuva. So Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa quoted this piece. In a different context. Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa, this is another shaila that comes up. But you carry the keys on Yom Tov. So you carry the keys on Yom Tov. So the shaila is, so anyone has keys, usually has there's the house keys, there's the car keys, there's this key. You have all the keys together. So what's a tzarach Yom Tov? It's only, you're not going to the car. You don't need this key, you don't need that key, you don't need the basement key, the long key, you need the front door key. So the question is, are you mechuyev to take the key off the ring and just carry that key out in the Rishus HaRabim on Yom Tov or not? So Rav Neubert on page 27 in the first column, second paragraph, he said that according to Rav Moshe it's mutter. It's just like Rav Moshe Paskin that you don't have to take out the extra cigarettes, so too you don't have to take off the extra keys. So that was the psak of the Shmir Shabbos. So Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva to explain why he thought that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa made a mistake. He said the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa made a mistake. He said it's a wrong comparison. He said just because I matted, and this is going to be the crux where we're going to see how everything ties in. And this is all explained in the Sefer Machzeh Eliyahu from Dayan Falk. And this is the Nakuda. You see, the Chofetz Chaim and the Kodesh Glover was saying something very mechudish that Rav Moshe and others disagree with. What's Pshat Reb Moshe Yerim? So Reb Moshe Yerim mean that I only need, say, one handkerchief, so I'll carry five handkerchiefs. But does that matter me to carry something that I don't need at all? I can, once I carry a handkerchief, I can carry my rashpa, I can carry my tefillin, something I'm not going to use at all. See, maybe the idea, explains the same Machzeh Eliyahu, of Reb Moshe Yerim, is that since I only need one, I need one piece of chicken, I need one cup of water. But so now I cooked five cups, but every one could be the potential one that I use. Whereas he carries out the cigarette, so every cigarette could be the potential cigarette. I only need one piece of chicken. I threw five pieces of chicken into the pot before I put the pot on the fire. Which you can't, once it's on the fire, you can't be most of pieces of chicken, because then that's ribui malacha. It's that you can put the tircha achas, instead of just taking one piece of chicken and put it in the pot, then put it on the fire, you take five pieces and put it in the pot. That's ribui shur. Because the pshat is, says explains the Matzal Yo, that each piece of chicken can potentially be the one that I use. So that's called ribui shur. But if you have something that's totally extraneous, then maybe you don't say ribui shur. So Rav Moshe said, I only matted the case of the cigarettes. I never matted the case of the keys, because the case of the keys, the other keys are totally extraneous. In other words, if I have one front door key, so instead of, say I have five copies of that key, so then I can carry out all five, because each one can be potentially the one I'm going to use. But the key to the car, or to my summer home, or to my whatever that's on the same thing, is not the chlal ribui shur. Now, and the mocker for the Max Elion points out, the mocker for this chiluk is a Tosis and Beitza on page 28, a Chof Aleph of an Aleph. Because the Gemara here says, Isa, if you have a dough, Chetze Shol Nochri, the Chetze Shol Yisrael, so you can't, say, you can only cook or bake a yontif for Yisrael. So if you have a dough, the half the dough, it belongs to the Yisrael, and half the dough belongs to the goy. So could you cook that dough? So the Gemara says, no. Because why do you have to, you could just cut it in half before, and only put the Yisrael's part in the oven. So Tosi has a kasha, but why is it mutter al tzribu shiurim? So Tosa says no, because ribui shur is only because theoretically I can either, each piece could theoretically be the one I want, and I can eat each piece. But here I'm not allowed to eat the guy's pot. So you don't just say ribui shur, it's totally something I'm not going to use or I can't use, etc. So that's what Rav Moshe. So apparently, as pointed out to the others, that the Chafetz Chaim and the Chazal Glover, they were understanding that ribui shur doesn't mean that. The ribui shur doesn't mean you can be marbe b'shir. You can be marbe to carry more, to cook more, even if it's something totally extraneous. And Rav Moshe's held like with the Pashup Shana and Tosis in Beitza. The only thing is, there's a discussion here in the Sefer Machzeh Eliyahu. Maybe there's another heter of Eged Kli. Maybe if they're all in one chain or all in one thing together, so then. So maybe that's another kula. In other words, even if the Ribui Shur would apply, maybe you have this other kula of Eged Kli. And the Rav Moshe rejects that kula, you can see in the tshuva. So he would hold that you have to. You have to take off the key that you need and just take out that key and nothing else. Okay, there's more to be said as everything in Torah, but these are some basic yisodas and Yana Yontif. Yana Yontif is very laymanic, and shall we bring to Simchas Yontif, and everyone, now that we're having the Yom Tovim come up, so it's you have some time to chazer over or to practice these adyanim. Does anyone want to stay here for mincha? Okay, we'll have all those who want to go down, and we'll have a minyan here as well. Mm-hmm.